Margaritaville, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, A1. I'm still ugly and stupid, you know, same as usual. And yeah. According to Dr. Gary Chamowitz and Dr. Mini Sugar Tits Mammoth and Dr. Fluff and Bull, I'm delusional because I think that there's pedophiles out there. Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Have they arrested Prince Andrew yet?
Jimmy Savile.
Yeah, Jimmy Savile.
How about that naked man crawling out of Buckingham Palace?
Listen, so Queen Elizabeth has three sons, right? There's Chuck, right?
Yeah.
They're sending a laser beam at my head right now. Yeah. Three brains in there? Alright.
Yeah, they're all fucking trannies and perverts.
So we've got Elizabeth Regina has three sons. The oldest one, Chuck, is married to a mentally ill man who thinks he's a woman, Camilla Parkerball.
Yeah.
Of course, like Parker Ball's on his chin. Prince Andrew was indicted, and the indictment was unsealed on the 1st of January in the United States for four counts of raping children. And her stepson, Russell David Williams, also known as Colonel Russell David Williams, to you Canadian, sits in a prison somewhere in Quebec, for two counts of homicide, and rape and forcible confinement, and 120 counts of fetish break-ins where he broke into little girls' bedrooms and masturbated while looking at their pictures and feeling and sniffing their dirty underwear.
And he's a friend of the crown, right?
He is the crown.
Yep.
He is Peter McKay's friend. He's a friend of Peter McKay and Stephen Harper. And there was a lot of high-level crown officials at his college when he had Deborah Shaw and Jessica Lloyd there for his rape party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Elizabeth Regina, she's got a lot of pedophiles that she's raised over the years. And I understand her cousin, Justin, is disrespecting the truckers and all Canadians. Is he still hiding out in Ottawa?
Trump has the funniest... trolls about him, like running him down with a truck and stuff like that.
Well, I was wondering if the truck had accidentally just, you know, slipped its gear. my foot came off the clutch and we went through that gate. Remember the pizza gate that we rattled in the video? That's and right now, you know, Canadian Patriots going, I'll put that video up.
Don't
the video of us going through the door?
Don't touch the pizza gates.
Don't touch the pizza gates. Justin Pito, you need to resign. You need to resign, you little bastard. What if this was a war? What if Vladimir Putin's were on the streets of Ottawa? What would you say? Oh, he's racist. I can't come out. I have a cold, you little faggot. You need to resign, Trudeau. You're an embarrassment. You're worse than Stephen Harper, who had a pedophile that played in his band. His drummer raped a 14-year-old girl and did 5 years for it. And I understand, I heard from one of the guards that Trudeau is now sending the pedophile army after the parents that are in Ottawa, that the CAF is coming in there and going after them.
I personally caught the Children's Aid with their pedophile symbolism at their gala and on their head of their company. And several affiliated organizations and Children's Aids in different cities with their pedophile symbolism. I personally caught that. We know it's all an illegal pedo operation. Also involved with the missing children and adrenochrome issues. Trump knows about it too.
All of those murder victims of the residential schools from the Catholic Archdiocese, they call them unmarked graves. They're discarded and buried murder victims. Listen, if you're a trucker and you're hearing my voice, if you're a friend of a trucker and hearing my voice, or you're somebody who knows any of these people that are being assaulted by the Children's Aid pedophiles in Ottawa, this is my advice. Use lethal force if necessary. If a child protection worker comes near your child, use lethal force if necessary to defend your child. You have no whatsoever. You do not need to talk to these people. You do not need to do any of the things that these people say.
Yeah, their symbolism.
These people are trafficking children.
Yeah.
CAS across Canada is trafficking children. They trafficked my child. I have a doctor's report that wanted a rape kit run on my 11-year-old daughter because she was in the hands of pedophiles of the Catholic Children's Aid Society of Toronto. If you don't believe me, search CCAF Suzman 50 million, front page Toronto Star, August 20th, 2015. You'll see that they sued me for $50 million. And then they didn't have enough balls to come back to court when I exposed the fact that the two people, Rian Wright and Orlando Gajardo, who had control of my daughter, were pedophiles.
Yeah.
If these people come near your children, run them over with your fucking trucks.
You know, the OPP, they're too busy to look at the laptops and hard drives and things like that. Thomas Carrick sent 100 of his OPP to Ottawa to aid the pedophile chief there, who's from the United Nations, raping children. He's also connected to Pfizer, murdering children in the hospitals with the poisonous vaccine.
Well, we know Thomas Carrick, the pedophile, and Thomas Carrick, by the way, you never responded to my offer to solve the murder of my nephew, Matthew Stakos. So that means you're criminally negligent in about 100 deaths in Houston, dude. Just thought I'd let you know that. You're also complicit, you little bald fuck. I heard that, and I heard that Doug Ford said, you made your point. Doug, you haven't got the fucking point, pal. This is the beginning of a war, and you're about to lose it. I understand a couple provinces out west have already buckled, eh? There's no more restrictions, no more COVID restrictions, there's no more masks.
Yep.
They're not putting masks on horses in Alberta anymore.
Yep.
Doug, your new world order failed. You died right at the gate, straight at Trudeau's pizza gate, pal. Look at what's going on in Ottawa. The new world order is over. Welcome to the real world order, Doug Ford.
1221. 1221 executive order. 1221. Serious corruption. 1221 new world order.
Yep. And I understand the pedo media, the CBC and CTV and Global, they're all playing down Ottawa like it's nothing. That media's control. The media is all run out of the Tory brothers in Toronto. They're the ones that have the Thomson Reuters network and the AP wire, and they run the media. The media is fake. Donald Trump told us this. It's fake news. It's the pedo media. The pedo media. Remember the day after Andrew Scheer got caught on my birthday in 2019 in Winnipeg?
Yeah.
By those patriots that called him out on the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah.
Trafficking children, and Andrew Scheer went,
Yeah.
And the very next day, the pedo went, oh, this is about the Pizzagate lie, blah, 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 blah. The terrible thing about Hillary Clinton. Look up Clinton Goostrich Children's Foundation or Children's Orphanage in Greece and take a look at the symbol that they use for their logo. Then search FBI pedophile symbol and see if you notice, wait a minute, it's the same symbol.
Well, the OPP, they should know this because we sent them a t-shirt.
We sent them a 4X t-shirt for Doug Ford, and we're going to release a video of that t-shirt in a court here soon.
Yeah.
That bald cop and the weird-looking guy with the dark hair from Colburn, they're going to be their video is going to be released in court here very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, you people thought we were fooling around? No. We said we were going to fix this fucking country, and we're going to do it. And you truckers, hold the line. I'm going to give you a little hint about something. On October 3rd, 2021, Donald Trump tweeted, "If you know, you know." That was 2 days before the Houston homicide at that concert in Houston. And I'll just let you guys do your own research on that and what "if you know, you know" is and where it came from. But the next thing Donald Trump said was, "Ontario, Quebec patriots, hold the beautiful line. Hold the line. The dominoes are about to fall." And Donald Trump doesn't talk nonsense. He's the greatest leader this world has ever known since King Solomon and King David. And William Wallace. Donald Trump stands with those people and the great Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, this is what they do. They partner up with their illegal children's aid when they want to get you. That's exactly what they do. Gitmo is waiting for these fucking crown pedophiles where they belong.
They've built internment camps in Saskatchewan, and they're not for COVID people because all the COVID regulations have been lifted.
Yeah.
Who do you think the internment camps are, pedos? Guess what? Ha, the joke's on you, boys.
Yep.
I'd be hearing my voice. Support these truckers. put your hand in your pocket and send them $1, $5, $10, whatever you can afford. Keep those truckers at the gate.
Well, the bikers, even Donald Trump is calling in the bikers now.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody hearing my voice, support these truckers. They are heroes. We all stood up and said, we'll stand on guard for the evening. You sang it. I sang it on the tune off. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
But we've all said we'd stand on guard for the evening. Those truckers are the right now. They are our heroes. We've sent men and women to die in ridiculous bullshit wars on behalf of the Rothschild banking cartel for the last 100 years. And this is the first time in Canadian history that men and women have stood up and done it on their own without being deceived by their superiors. And I'm not putting down any patriots that have ever died in war. Trust me. I stand with every single one of them. But I'm telling you right now, those truckers in Ottawa and the truckers across Canada at the border and the truckers that are talking about coming here and shutting down the jail, please don't do that. I won't get my cornflakes. Please, support these truckers and get the word out to them. Send this message to every single one of them. If you have to use lethal force against these child protection workers, do it. Do it. We'll stand up in court. We'll make sure that nobody goes to jail for this. You understand me, Thomas Carrick? It's time you resign, you little prick. It's time you resign because you're going to jail in Houston as soon as they hold a grand jury because the letter I sent you is already in the hands of the Detective Stevens of the Houston Homicide Department, you little asshole. And Doug Ford, remember the letter that
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
You want to keep going, A1? I can call you back.
No, I'm going to get going, but I'll catch up with you later if you don't mind.
All right. Everybody hearing my voice? Hold the line. I love each and every one of you. And this is the delusional agent Margaritaville, Dr. Jerry Skamowicz, and Mini Sugar Tits Mamick, and Dr. Fluff and Foltay.
Yeah.
And we'll be in touch soon.
All right.
Take care, A1. I love you, man.
Have a great day.
Anybody
love you.
Anybody wants to help? We could use some fun. Seriously. I haven't asked much, but I understand that the lawyers are going to have a lot of work to do here very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.